This is Twit.
I have something of an embarrassing confession. I have an old 3G Android phone, which is on its last leg, believe it or not. It's got voice, text, internet, and a basic camera. But the kicker is, the reason why I kept this phone is that it has a slider keyboard for my stubby fingers. I cannot stand those virtual keyboards. So I'm desperate as to what you can recommend. And I'm willing to pay anything in the neighborhood of $300 if that's possible. So anything you could suggest is appreciated.
Yeah. BlackBerry still makes Android. They make Android phones now, by the way, not BlackBerry phones. But they still make Android phones with keyboards. I had the BlackBerry Priv. That's under $300. I think $229 right now on Amazon.com. Their newer device, the Key One, has a somewhat better keyboard, but it's also $500. The nice thing about these BlackBerries is they're pretty clean Android. They've done a fairly good job of it. There aren't a lot, unfortunately, of Android devices with keyboards anymore. In fact, I think BlackBerry may be the last company making them. They were the first company to make phones with keyboards and the last. They're never giving up. although, God, you know, I had a Priv. I was impressed by it. These are tiny keys, though. I don't know. The slider keyboards generally are bigger keys. They're almost normal-sized keys. So one option for you is to get a better phone, because this isn't the greatest phone, but maybe get a Motorola Moto G5 Plus, for instance, which should be somewhere in your price range, somewhat in your price range, and then get a maybe external keyboard for it, a Bluetooth keyboard. Who was it? Was it, I want to say, it was some Hollywood celebrity made a slip-on keyboard for Android devices. And he got sued by BlackBerry, I believe, because they said, wait a minute, that's our keyboard you're sliding on. I don't know what if they're still out there, these add-on keyboards. I'm trying to see if I can find it. Who was it that made that? Remember that? It wasn't Ashton Kutcher. It was one of those guys. Was it Will.i.am? Maybe. I can't remember. Anyway, I don't know if that's still around, but that was an interesting idea. You'd take a normal. Oh, it was Ryan Seacrest. Absolutely right. It was Ryan Seacrest, come to think of it. And he made it for the iPhone. Thank you, Out-of-Sync. Out-of-Sync in our chat room has a better memory than I do. It wasn't for Android, it was for the iPhone. I don't know if it's still out there. It was kind of a kludgy invention because it slid onto the bottom of the iPhone. Compter is saying that Samsung makes slide-on keyboards for the Galaxy S8. Maybe they'll make one for the S9. I don't know. I think you're better off, frankly, just getting one with one built in, and that would probably be, in this day and age, a BlackBerry. The good news is the BlackBerry Priv isn't so expensive. BlackBerry kills Ryan Seacrest's iPhone keyboard. It was called the Typo. Okay, see, there's a problem right there. The lawsuit settlement, this was from a few years ago, means no more Typo keyboards. I guess Seacrest decided not worth getting sued. So they made it for the iPhone 6. BlackBerry sued them. According to press releases issued by BlackBerry, Typo agreed to permanently discontinue selling keyboards for smartphones and mobile devices. That's it. never again. Seemed like a good idea at the time. I think really there's only one recommendation in your price point, and that's the BlackBerry Priv, P-R-I-V. You still buy it on Amazon. It's an unlocked phone. You would put in the SIM card that matches your particular carrier. And in almost all cases, you can do that.